Hey, what's going on? I'm Tim Barnett. It's time to stack the pucks with several previews, including the New York Islanders taking on the Washington Capitals, the Florida Panthers face off against the Toronto Maple Leafs, and the Minnesota Wild square off against the Colorado Avalanche. This game is pretty dead even, and the money line proves it, with both teams in their money lines at minus 110. The over-under set at 5.5 with the puck line at minus 1.5 in favor of the Capitals, which sits at plus 225. Now the Islanders come into today 38, 28, and 9, 37, and 38 against the puck line, 32 overs, 39 unders, and a 16, 15, and 6 record on the road. The Islanders were able to snap their two-game losing streak after annihilating the Devils of all teams by a score of 5-1. Pierre Engvall got the scoring started, putting the Islanders up 1-0 midway through the first. Then in the second, Erik Haula scored shorthanded for the Devils, tying the game up at 1-1 just 6 minutes into the second. But with a little under 6 minutes to go in the second period, Kyle Palmieri put the Islanders back up 2-1 through two. Then Palmieri scored his second goal of the game all by himself with 4.5 remaining in the game. Then Bo Horvat connected on an empty netter with just over a minute remaining, putting the Islanders up 4-1. Finally, Zach Parise, when shorthanded, he scored on the empty netter with less than a second to go to make the final score 5-1 Islanders. So this is a big time win for the Islanders, making sure that they are holding on to that final or that first wild card spot with 85 points, just 3 points ahead of the Pens and 6 points ahead of the Panthers, who are just out of the wild card with 79. Some key injuries for the New York Islanders. Matthew Barzal is currently out indefinitely with a lower body injury. And defenseman Sebastian Aho, not Carolina's, New York Sebastian Aho, is questionable for tonight's game with an upper body injury. As for the over-unders, the over is 4-0-2 in the Islanders' last six versus the Metro Division, while the over is 4-1 in the Islanders' last five games following a victory. Now the Capitals come into today 34-32-8, 34-40 against the puck line, 34 overs, 37 unders, and a 17-14-5 record at home. Washington has gone back and forth, but have lost four of their last five games, including a 4-3 defeat from the Pittsburgh Penguins on Saturday. Pittsburgh scored twice within 2 minutes of each other in the second period to put them up 2-0. Then Jake Guentzel converted on the power play just 27 seconds into the third period, making it 3-0 Penguins. But Tom Wilson, Alex Ovechkin, and Dylan Strom all scored within 12 minutes of each other, tying the game up at 3-3. But unfortunately for the Capitals, that all fell by the wayside when Evgeny Malkin scored with a minute 20 remaining in the game to give the Pens the 4-3 lead and the eventual 4-3 victory. Now, Washington has had a long break, seeing as they're playing, the last game was on Saturday, and then they're playing tonight, which doesn't help, seeing as they have 8 games remaining in the schedule and sit at 76 points, 6 points behind the Penguins for that final wildcard spot. So Washington has some ground to make up. As for some key injuries, Craig Smith is questionable with a lower body injury, as well as Sonny Milano being questionable with an upper body injury as well. Now for the over-unders, the over is 4-0 in the Capitals' last four versus the Metro. The over is 5-0 in the Caps' last five versus the Eastern Conference. And the over is 8-0 in the Caps' last eight overall. Now, I think it's going to be a close game. Don't get me wrong. I know both money lines show minus 110, and the over-under is at 5.5, so they expect a low-scoring game. Ultimately, I think I'm going to take the Capitals at home. I know the Islanders are playing better right now, but I think the Capitals are going to pull this one out. So give me the Capitals money line minus 110. Now we're going to do a stack the pucks preview between the Florida Panthers versus the Toronto Maple Leafs. Toronto, already having clinched a playoff spot, comes into the favorite at with minus 150 for their money line, whereas Florida's money line sits at plus 125. Vegas must be expecting a shootout because the game's over-under is set at 7.5, and the puck line is -1.5 in favor of the Maple Leafs at plus 146. Florida comes into today 36-31-7, 29-45 against the puck line, 40 overs, 26 unders, and a 15-19-3 record on the road. The Panthers have now lost four straight, including a 5-2 beatdown from the Ottawa Senators on Monday night. Brady Tkachuk and Derek Brassard got the scoring started for the Senators, putting them up 2-0 through one. Then Gustav Forsling scored for the Panthers 6 minutes into the second period, making the game 2-1 Ottawa. Then Alex DeBrincat, with 38 seconds remaining, put the Senators back up by 2 goals, making it 3-1 through two. Gustav Forsling scored his second of the game, making it 3-2. But Tim Stützle and Shane Pinto scored on the power play and empty netter, respectively, to make the final 5-2 Ottawa. Now, Florida needs to get all the wins they can, seeing as they have 8 games remaining and sit 3 points behind the Pittsburgh Penguins, who have 82 points, to Florida's 79. So they got a lot of work to do, and they can't be losing like they currently are. As for some key injuries for the Panthers, Sam Bennett is questionable tonight with an undisclosed injury, and goaltender Spencer Knight is out indefinitely due to personal reasons. As for the over-unders, the over is 3-0-2 in the Panthers' last 5 versus the Eastern Conference. The over is 3-0-1 in the Panthers' last 4 versus the Atlantic. And the over is 3-0-2 in the Panthers' last 5 overall. Toronto, meanwhile, is 44-20-9, 30-43 against the puck line, 33 overs, 36 unders, and a 25-7-5 record at home. Toronto is 2-2 in their last 4 games after defeating the Nashville Predators 3-2 on Sunday. John Tavares got the scoring started for the Maple Leafs, converting on the power play, putting the Maple Leafs up 1-1. Then Alexander Kerfoot scored just a minute into the second period, putting the Leafs up 2-2 periods. Then Cody Glass converted on the power play for the Predators, making it a 2-1 affair. But John Tavares added his second of the game on the power play, under 5 minutes remaining in the game, to put the Leafs up 3-1. Then Tyson Barry scored with just under 2 minutes to go in the game, but it was too little, too late for the Predators, with the final being 3-2 Toronto. Now, Toronto has already captured a playoff berth, and it's unclear as to whether or not they will be second or third in the Atlantic Division, depending on how things shake out between them and the Lightning. But the fact that Toronto has a 5-point lead over the Lightning, I can clearly see them sitting at second place in the Atlantic Division. Now, as for some key injuries for the Maple Leafs, Erik Gustafsson is out due to personal reasons, as well as Noel Achari out due to an undisclosed reason. As for the over-unders for the Leafs, the over is 3-0-1 in the Maple Leafs' last 4 versus the Atlantic, as well as the over being 7-0-1 in the Maple Leafs' last 8 versus the Eastern Conference. Now, I know they're up in Toronto. I can clearly see Toronto running away with this, but I don't know. I'm feeling a little dangerous today. Give me the Panthers at moneyline at plus 125. Now we're going to do a Stack the Pucks preview between the Florida Panthers versus the Toronto Maple Leafs. Toronto, already having clinched a playoff spot, comes into the favorite with minus 150 for their money line, whereas Florida's money line sits at plus 125. Vegas must be expecting a shootout because the game's over-under is set at 7.5, and the puck line is -1.5 in favor of the Maple Leafs at plus 146. Florida comes into today 36-31-7, 29-45 against the puck line, 40 overs, 26 unders, and a 15-19-3 record on the road. The Panthers have now lost 4 straight, including a 5-2 beatdown from the Ottawa Senators on Monday night. Brady Tkachuk and Derek Brassard got the scoring started for the Senators, putting them up 2-0 through one. Then Gustav Forsling scored for the Panthers 6 minutes into the second period, making the game 2-1 Ottawa. Then Alex DeBrincat, with 38 seconds remaining, put the Senators back up by 2 goals, making it 3-1 through two. Gustav Forsling scored his second of the game, making it 3-2, but Tim Stützle and Shane Pinto scored on the power play and empty netter, respectively, to make the final 5-2 Ottawa. Now, Florida needs to get all the wins they can, seeing as they have 8 games remaining and sit 3 points behind the Pittsburgh Penguins, who have 82 points, to Florida's 79. So they got a lot of work to do, and they can't be losing like they currently are. As for some key injuries for the Panthers, Sam Bennett is questionable tonight with an undisclosed injury, and goaltender Spencer Knight is out indefinitely due to personal reasons. As for the over-unders, the over is 3-0-2 in the Panthers' last 5 versus the Eastern Conference. The over is 3-0-1 in the Panthers' last 4 versus the Atlantic. And the over is 3-0-2 in the Panthers' last 5 overall. Toronto, meanwhile, is 44-20-9, 30-43 against the puck line, 33 overs, 36 unders, and a 25-7-5 record at home. Toronto is 2-2 in their last 4 games after defeating the Nashville Predators 3-2 on Sunday. John Tavares got the scoring started for the Maple Leafs, converting on the power play, putting the Maple Leafs up 1-1. Then Alexander Kerfoot scored just a minute into the second period, putting the Leafs up 2-2 periods. Then Cody Glass converted on the power play for the Predators, making it a 2-1 affair. But John Tavares added his second of the game on the power play under 5 minutes remaining in the game to put the Leafs up 3-1. Then Tyson Barrie scored with just under 2 minutes to go in the game, but it was too little, too late for the Predators, with the final being 3-2 Toronto. Now, Toronto has already captured a playoff berth, and it's unclear as to whether or not they will be second or third in the Atlantic Division, depending on how things shake out between them and the Lightning. But the fact that Toronto has a 5-point lead over the Lightning, I can clearly see them sitting at second place in the Atlantic Division. Now, as for some key injuries for the Maple Leafs, Erik Gustafsson is out due to personal reasons, as well as Noel Achari out due to an undisclosed reason. As for the over-unders for the Leafs, the over is 3-0-1 in the Maple Leafs' last 4 versus the Atlantic, as well as the over being 7-0-1 in the Maple Leafs' last 8 versus the Eastern Conference. Now, I know this; they're up in Toronto. I can clearly see Toronto running away with this, but I don't know. I'm feeling a little dangerous today. Give me the Panthers at moneyline at plus 125.